Welcome back. The Diva of Love, Susie, is with us. Life empowerment coach extraordinaire. You can buy her a coffee, by the way, if you love what she does. If you love what any of our performers do, you can buy them a coffee. Their links are up. It's a one click and done at btrradio.com. All right, Susie, are you singing me a song today? Are you like going to sing Billy Ocean? Is this a karaoke segment? When the going gets tough, that's the topic today.
Yes, it's my inspiration.
All right.
You know, life doesn't always go as smoothly as we'd like. So how do we keep going when the going gets tough and goals seem out of reach? Like, you know, we always have these wonderful dreams and then someone poops all over them, right? Life poops all over them, you know?
That needs to be a bumper sticker on my truck. Life poops all over my dreams.
You pooped on my dreams. Or a country song. There are several ways you can stay motivated, and it has everything to do with self-awareness and your feelings. So one important way is keeping your eye on the prize. This means knowing your why. We've spoken about that before. Mm-hmm. And keeping it somewhere where you can see it and be reminded. Another essential way is changing your have to's, like I have to go to the gym, I have to do this, I have to do that, to get to. I get to do this, I get to go to the gym. You know, I get to make dinner for my family. I get to do this or that. You know, it shifts your perspective and your mindset, and it will help you stay motivated to do, you know, the hard things. There are a lot of things we don't like doing, but it's good for us. You know, I have to take my vitamin in the morning. No, I get to take my vitamin in the morning. I get to get, you know, tortured by my personal trainer. But anyway,
I don't know what's going on in your personal training session, Susie, but okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's tough when I haven't been exercising for a long time. So in the end, you know, just roll with it. Go with the flow. Even if it's a rocky road, it won't always be. You know, use your resilience to get through it and learn from the challenges you're facing. When the going gets tough, be tough too and get going. Like, you know, don't let it get you down. Things happen, challenges happen, life happens, but don't use it as a reason to stop progressing forward, to stunt your growth. You know, use it as leverage to move forward. Keep moving forward. Even if it's a difficult walk, keep going and then it'll get easier. It might get difficult again, but it'll get easier. So just keep going.
I interrupted you there, but I wanted to ask if I could make a request.
Of course.
Something you said really, really struck me, and this is completely selfish because this is something I'm struggling with, and you sound, or I know you to be the person to probably walk me through this. Can we do a segment soon on how to stay motivated, like really zero in on ideas to stay motivated? Because
yeah.
I have these conversations with you, and I get all pumped up, and I write down the post-it note, and yeah, I'm on board. And then a day later, there I am again, completely off track, and that's the challenge for me, is to stay motivated. So can we address that in future?
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate
it. We can do a week of motivation training.
Let's do it. All right. Speaking of post-it notes, give us one for to summarize this conversation, if you would, please.
I won't let the harder days slow me down.
Ooh, that sounds like a Journey song. I like that. I won't let the harder days slow me down. Susie's a fantastic life empowerment coach, founded in dating, but the things she found out when talking to people and coaching them on dating really apply to everyday life. And I can't say enough good things about great coaches, and Susie's a great coach. Download your empowerment journal. That is free. You can buy her a coffee as well at btrradio.com. And your website where people can book you for one-on-one coaching, read your articles, etc., is
divaoflove.com.